The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, Anthony A. came in the studio just hot this morning. He's got something he's got to get off his chest.
First of all,
it's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez. Good morning.
All right. DJ Automatic.
I know about Anthony A. The way Dana describes it, I sound like a sassy drag queen walking in. She came
she
in
hot
this morning.
Shaking his hips and everything.
Yeah. All she needs is a crown.
Wagging his finger.
Well, you and your dog.
I came in a little perturbed. How about that?
Okay.
That's the word
okay,
I'll use
like
for that,
that
situation.
Like that.
Yeah,
we have more Whole Foods.
Me and my dog, Young Metro, we have a new neighbor. She seems like a cool lady. I haven't had a chance to meet her yet, and she has a nice little wiener dog. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't have no issues with the wiener dog except to last night, where the wiener dog would not stop barking.
Oh.
And my dog likes to lay outside and chill. Last night was a good night to lay outside. And finally, he started barking back, and he has that, like, you know, mixed pit bull bark, too. So it was coming deep, so it woke me up, and I got in there, and right when I slid the door, I swear, he threw the wiener dog a dirty look, dog. He was actually walking like a sassy drag queen, dog.
Shaking his little dog hips.
Yeah.
He like, tell this wiener dog to be quiet.
Yeah, dude. So my dog, that's the first time I ever seen my dog express so much emotion that he was just disgusted. And I knew he walked in and went right to his little bed and went right to sleep.
I'm going to tell you right now, the wiener dog's cuteness wins every time. Our next door neighbor literally has a little weenie dog, and it is the cutest little dog.
It cries
and barks all the time, and I can't even get mad at it because it's just so cute.
Otto says it looks like Snoopy.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, we have two huskies, and we just talked about the fact that one of our huskies had, our boy dog, had surgery, and so Automatic had to take him to the vet to get his stitches removed. I said, don't take our girl, Didi, because if you do, she's going to be in the way. They left, and this is what I got. Come on in. Come on. You can't even hear me open the door. You're howling so loud. Be quiet. He'll be right back. That was me walking through my house because the dog was howling. I thought my neighbors are going to think I'm killing this dog or something.
So Dana takes that video. Well, the dog was sad because the other dog was at the doctor. So Dana takes that video, sends it to me and my daughter who were at the doctor's office. So she plays it. And the other dog just starts crying right away in the doctor's office. I'm like, oh, God.
Talk about
codependency.
That's what I was going to say. Codependency.
Me and Dana being away from each other.
It really is. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Let's go kick it off with National Ball and Free Day.
Yay!
Embrace it, homies. It's okay, right?
Yeah, let it go.
We also got National Real Sugar Day.
So. Real sugar?
Yeah,
not
real.
Refined.
That was sassy of you right
yeah,
there.
Real sugar.
Like, that little drag queen got in you.
Not refined. Not white, ugly sugar where they strip everything out. Real sugar from the sugar cane.
There it is. Yeah,
okay.
Dude. And
yeah.
That's because it's National Dessert Day.
Yeah.
Don't give me dessert without real sugar.
Hold on. Are we ending on National Dessert Day?
Hell yeah, we are.
Gosh, what's my favorite dessert?
All of them. Mm. I mean, what?
You have to pick one, Automatic.
No.
Why?
It's kind of like for me, it's like picking favorite rappers.
Yeah.
Like whatever I'm feeling right now today.
Exactly.
So
like,
Hispanic Heritage Month. Can I pick one for all of us?
If you say Tres Leches, I'm going to.
No, how about a sopapilla?
Okay.
That's
what's up, dude.
I like it, but that's not like if I had like a last dessert or something, like a final, it's not going to be a sopapilla.
Well, it is now because you can't think of one. Now let's get ready for our Down in the DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Breaking down a Down in the DM that was pretty wild because we're talking about a woman who just had a baby.
Yeah.
And she's with her man. So first of all, her name is Ashley. Her man's name is Jason. They were split. Then they got back together right before she had the baby and decided to try to make it work. The problem is that he'd been unfaithful before and Ashley suspected that he was up to no good again.
I pay for his phone and then he says he needs time to relax. And the gym helps him relax.
Well, can I ask you something? Like, what is he bringing to the table besides childcare? You don't trust the man. We're here.
You know, I love him. And I want my son to have a father around.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's understandable. But, like, what if he is talking to somebody else? Like, what happens then? Like,
okay, well, then I'm out. I left before and I will do it again.
Oof.
So I call him. We get this Down in the DM going. I'm pretending to be this woman, Kelsey, on Instagram. And here's how it went.
I told you about my son, it seemed like you stopped answering. But anyway, what are you doing Saturday?
Do you want to hang out or something? You know, are you free?
Yeah, let's link up. Like 7.
You sound so stupid. I can't believe you're doing this again.
Who's that? What's going on?
Well, what went on is Down in the DM, it went down.
Mm.
And it's very unfortunate because, you know, the saddest part is that Ashley said, I want my child to grow up with their father near them.
Yeah.
Like in the house.
That's the only reason she let him back into her life.
But I told Ashley.
And she got burnt again.
And I'll tell all women, Ashley included and everybody listening, you can have a good parent relationship with a child without being together.
Yeah.
He can be a good father.
Yeah. But it's easier done together than a separate, though.
It's easier, true. But sometimes it's better, DJ Automatic, for the person not to be there damaging you mentally, which damages your child in turn mentally, and a trauma that continues.
A lot of men aren't good at monogamy, but they can also, at the same time, be decent fathers. I've seen that happen. Like, a lot of my friends, they can't settle down, but they're there for their kids all the time.
Do you want to teach your child that messing around on their significant other is the way to go?
No, not.
Is that the way you want to raise your daughter?
No.
No, I mean, it's not always the best thing. Let's take a call.
She needs to move on and forget about him because she's going to teach her child that it's okay to have an unfaithful relationship and have disrespect from her. You know what I mean? It's not okay. And they're going to keep doing it. First time, the second time, third time, she's going to get her heart broken to the point where she is not going to want to date again.
Yeah, and I agree with forgiveness. Look, everybody deserves a second chance. But third, fourth, come on. Have you ever been in that situation?
Oh, hell yeah. My kid's dad cheated on me, and we broke up when my daughter was 10 months, and I was pregnant with my son. He's like, well, you can stay here, so, you know, I can see the baby when he's born. And I was like, no, this ain't happening. I'm better than that. Absolutely not. I moved out that same day, and I was done.
I'm glad you put your foot down, because if you don't respect yourself, he certainly won't respect you.
Every woman deserves true love, and it's out there.
There you
Amen.
Go.
Amen. But I got to tell you something, ladies. You'll never find the love you deserve staying in a relationship that's no good.
Oh.
Most people don't change. And you crying and whining and begging him is not going to make him change.
Staying in a relationship for the sake of the child is detrimental to your health, detrimental to the child's health. Awful. It doesn't help anybody.
No. And you're teaching your child that
dysfunction is
okay. Normal, and it's not. So stop the trauma, you know, break that bad habit, because kids do what we do, not what we say.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Voice is losing John Legend and Gwen Stefani, but they're gaining a rapper to fill one of the judges' chairs. I'll tell you who it is. Right now, Best Gossip Daily Dirt, this story and more, brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
On this day in 1973, may he rest in peace, George Floyd was born.
A little moment of silence there for that. Yes, Black Lives Matter.
And we will go on to wish Usher a happy birthday, YouTube star Jelly, and wrap it up right there.
All right, so I'm going to start off with talking about Drake's son Adonis. He just had a birthday. A few months ago, we got to talk to Nicki Minaj, and she was supposed to go to his birthday party last year.
He invited Papa Bear to Adonis' party, but it was last minute, and I was bummed out. But it was during that mommy time where, you know, you'd be there. You'd be lucky if you even able to brush your hair that week.
A lot of moms know what Nicki's saying with that. She made it this year. Adonis turned 5. DJ Khaled was there. Nicki Minaj, a whole lot of famous people. And it was a superhero theme. So all the superheroes were there, too.
Dude. I wish my parents were rich.
Automatic, you and me both. All right, now we're going to talk about Kim Kardashian. She's discussing sexy time with Pete Davidson with her grandma, MJ.
My grandma told me that you really live life when you have sex in front of the fireplace. And so we had sex in front of the fireplace in honor of you. I know that's really
creepy.
Not in the lobby. Or how creepy to think about your grandma before you have sex.
I know.
I love their grandmother. I love MJ.
That's a weird conversation.
Not appropriate.
Hey, MJ used to get busy. You see how many kids she had?
Of course.
Let her live. And then finally, The Voice, one of the most watched television shows in the country, is losing Gwen Stefani and John Legend, but gaining Chance the Rapper as a judge. Shout out to him, because I heard he got a $20 million plus check to sit in
the Chance the Rapper
chair.
Got $20 million to be on TV?
Yeah.
His album couldn't get 20 million listens last time. Good for Chance, though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When I was little, I always wanted to stay at a Motel 6.
What?
I just wanted to stay at a motel for some reason, and it probably had something to do with this man right here.
I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Clean, comfortable, affordable rooms. Unless you're staying at the Motel 6 in Santa Barbara, $426 a night.
What the fuck?
This is the original Motel 6.
Oh, okay.
Well, it opened over 60 years ago when it charged $6 a night.
I can't even imagine how uncomfortable those beds are.
Hold on. $6 a night, though. Back in the day, they just got a $20 million makeover a couple of years ago. And according to reviews, it feels like a boutique hotel. Ooh. And it is a bargain at $426 a night because the average hotel costs you in Santa Barbara $800 a night.
Damn. So, like, Santa Barbara, I mean, that's pretty, you know, elitist kind of stay there, right?
Ritzy place.
So that sucks, though, because you bring a girl home at the end of the night and you still got to pull into the Motel 6. And you got to explain to her, this is the original, baby girl. They got the free breakfast. That's crazy.
Heard about it from Tom Odette.
Well, from Motel 6 to divorce court. A divorce court in Utah has ordered a woman to hand over all of her naked pictures to her now ex-husband.
What?
The judge ruled he could keep all of them because of the loving messages she wrote next to her naked body.
So she gifted nude photos to him. And she.
It is a win for the spank bank.
Exactly. The judge did say she could scratch all of her naked parts, but she said she was like, he's already got the pictures. I've already felt violated. There's no point in doing it.
But she sent the pictures.
Exactly. That's why I got to keep them.
Damn, dude, that would drive somebody to drink. And if you're looking to drink, you might want to head over to Japan, where the Japanese government is asking young adults to step up and consume more alcohol because of the declining liquor sales that is impacting the economy.
Oh!
All right, so it's our time. If you're, you know, if you can put them back, go head over to Japan right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Get sauce for the country.
So they are attributing a slow economy to a lack of drinking?
And also declining birth rates, too. Oh, if your thing is to get sauced up and have unprotected sexy time, Japan needs you, ladies and gentlemen.
Your country.
Send over a few of my tios, dog. We'll take care of this thing quick, Japan.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.